live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Stay cool. CAI toll-free line as we launch in hour number three. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Everyone held through the news, which is always nice, so we'll go right to the phone calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
How's it going, fellas?
Good, sir.
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you guys so much, but you kind of had me going one way, and then I went the other, you know, as far as this legal immigration thing goes, because I think they use a lot of them type of discussions to keep us bickering instead of all of us focusing together on what the real problem is, because they're the ones who let them in, and they're the ones who let all the drugs in, and they're the ones who start all the wars, and
they being the government in general.
Yeah, and they throw a lot of this propaganda stuff out there about this legal immigrants and this and that and blah, blah, blah.
Sure, and there's a reason for it. You know, the reason for it is it's tried and true across the ages. If the government has some group of bad people that they can scare the population with, whether it be drug dealers or terrorists or immigrants or communists. You know, it has been communists in the past. Now it's the other things. You know, if they have this evil boogeyman out there that they can point to and say, look, this is what you need us for. You need us to keep you safe from all these bad people that want to destroy your livelihood. Well, of course, it's actually the government that's destroying our livelihoods through confiscatory taxes to the tune of 50% to 60%. And you're right, it is a distraction, because when the government has a war on immigration or a war on communism or whatever going on, anytime there's a war going on, the state grows. The government gets bigger, and it gets more intrusive, and more. It just imposes more rules on our lives and destroys freedom. And so, yeah, they've got a reason to distract you with all this debate and minutia. You're absolutely right.
Well, they use this illegal war that they're in, too, to, you know, that they try to keep our eye off the larger part of the world, and they want us to make war with each other right here in our own nation.
You better believe it. You are totally dead on accurate, Jeremy, and thank you for the call. Not only do they want us to make war with ourselves, and that sounds kind of violent, but they want us to disagree with each other. They want us to bicker and fight over what the government policy should
be. Right, the more distracted you are, the less you feel the politicians' hands in your pockets. And yep. It doesn't matter whether the politicians are giving money to the poor people, and when they do their welfare thing, they're only giving 30% to the poor people.
Yeah,
70%
like that, yeah.
Goes to middle-class bureaucrats.
That's at the federal level. I'm sure it's different in your state or local welfare.
But not by much.
Probably not.
You know, it doesn't matter whether it's going for welfare or for bombs to blow brown people up in other countries. Doesn't matter. Sure. They want their hands in your pocket. The more of your money they control, the better, the happier they are. Because you, as far as they are concerned, are too dumb to manage that money.
So in the meantime, different interest groups bicker and fight over who gets to control the government's the control mechanism that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether it's the school board and different groups fighting over what the curriculum should be, or whether it be immigration and different groups fighting over what they think the laws should be, how the immigration programs should be set up. What they're ignoring is the real question, and that is, should government be involved in education in the first place? Should government be involved in immigration in the first place? And so while we bicker, the government just keeps growing.
Yep.
That's the way it works. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls to Paul in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Paul.
How you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Are you, do I have you there?
We've got you. What's
here
on your mind?
Okay. Hey, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. You guys were talking earlier about, let's say, a $25 an hour carpenter versus, let's say, a $12 an hour carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, granted, a free market, and there would be some cost savings if you, I mean, roughly half, obviously, if you brought in, let's say, someone who didn't come through this, you know, is an illegal immigrant, for lack of a better term, I don't know, but realistically, the guy that's making $20, $25 an hour, he's not banking 75% of that money. He's not taking that money and keeping it out of the economy. All that money that he's generating, let's say, you know, a guy's making $45,000, $50,000 a year, 85-90% of that money goes directly back into the economy. Okay, so one of you fellows is a realtor,
even
right?
More. I'm the realtor. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say, you know, general contractor, the spec home builder is going to have 25 to 40% labor cost decrease on his home.
Mm-hmm,
now,
right.
Is he going to price that house 40% low? No, he's going to price it exactly where that market's going to bear
the highest
price, if not the realtor's not doing his job. So let's take that cost savings, and where does that money necessarily go? It's not going directly back into the community in which that house is being built. It's going into God knows where. If it's a larger developer, they're going to invest that money who knows where.
Right, not exactly so, because let me make my case. If you build a house more cheaply, then you have a larger margin that you can price lower in order to beat your competition. So the developer may very well, in a buyer's market currently like we're in, he may want to cut his price even farther. And then you have a competition to see who can make the lowest price.
Right.
House.
I mean, in today's market, that's absolutely true. There's a price floor, and the lower your price floor, the better you're going to do. In the boom market we had a couple years ago, you could probably throw together a shoddily made house, and if there was a building inspector that didn't catch the fact that it was made poorly, that you're right, the contractor could pocket a higher percentage of the money. But
I'm getting off my topic here.
Okay.
I vehemently disagree that the structure that we're in currently, you know, the guy that is making, let's say, top dollar for his labor right now, he's buying trucks, he's trying to buy more, he's trying to get a mortgage, he is
dumping his money back into the economy, right?
Right into the economy.
Hold on. Now, let me make my point on that, if I may. He might be buying things from Walmart. He might be buying his steel that was put together in Canada. He might be buying a car that was actually assembled in Mexico. The fact is, you know, you might spend your money here, but the companies that you're spending them on aren't necessarily spending their money here. It's a global economy, and it doesn't really matter whether you take you make a money order out to your abuela in Mexico and send her 20-40% of your wages, because Americans are still sending 20-40% of their wages overseas anyway.
Well,
it works
its way over there. I agree with that, but you can't disagree, and I know that you guys would not disagree with the fact that if you inundated the American workforce with super low cost labor, it would be devastating to our society. You can't deny that it wouldn't be. If you have people that are in homes with jobs, all the responsibilities, they're probably up to debt to their eyeballs, and if somebody comes in and knocks them out of their, you know, the job that they currently hold, it would just be bad. And I don't disagree with immigration. We need immigrants. It's
okay, good. So what you're telling me is that because some Americans continuously spend their income levels, that we should have a serious enforcement system on the border to protect Americans from themselves?
You just said that. I said nothing like that.
Well, I'm just trying to extrapolate what you're saying here.
I don't think that's what you're trying to do at all. You guys cannot deny that if it was just free immigration like you're talking about, every job in America, the ones that are being held currently by Americans who were either born here or came through legal channels, you know, that's the way it's set up, and unfortunately that's the situation that we're in right now. You can't tell me that let's say I own a business and I'm paying a guy $25 an hour, and I got a guy who can work this guy into the ground for $8 an hour. I'm an idiot if I don't hire him, right?
Right.
That's what you're telling.
Well, wouldn't that make your life better as a business owner?
As a business owner, potentially, maybe in the short term, yes.
Okay.
In the short term, yes. But I mean, you want to look at this thing. You mean you want to fix right now, or do you want to be realistic? And
I think we're all talking about short term here. Losing your job's a short term issue, also.
Yeah, but
it's all short term.
Well, did you have a point?
Yeah, let's remember that there are about 30 million illegal immigrants in this country, the vast majority of them working for low wages or sub-market wages, what we would normally expect for a regular American to get for the job. So we have had, despite the fact that illegal immigration is illegal, we still have had a mass of people primarily from Latin America come here, provide cheap labor, and, you know, there have been certain industries and certain markets where there have been wage adjustments. Carpenters might not make as much, but we're not all out in the streets, and that's with 30 million people who've come here under the table.
Right. That much is true, and once again, here we are distracted. Here we are talking about the issue of, well, how much money would we make in the future when the government is devaluing the money supply by continuing to print more money and screw over the people that exist in this country.
And fail to stop immigrants from coming home.
And immigrants included. And yeah, good luck into the government to put a stop on immigration, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long.
Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis Network Read After Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including TetraSilver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar, Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the Nutramedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to check that out. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like a will, a living trust, a corporation, or a limited liability company. All in minutes. And they even have experts go over your application, look for common errors. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Once again, our number is 800-259-9231. Still talking about immigration. And, you know, the problem with people like Paul, and we just got off the phone with him, is he's got good intentions.
It's his opinion, not the problem with him.
The problem with his opinion. Thank you. The problem is he's got good intentions. You know, he wants the best for America. He wants to live a comfortable life. He wants, you know, to not have to worry about anybody coming and taking his job. And so, you know, I understand where he's coming from. But the problem with his opinion is that he just believes the government can do something about it. He believes, apparently he hasn't paid enough attention to government programs and how it is that they never achieve the objectives that they once originally intended. And if they do, like building a school, for instance, okay, they'll build the school, but they've thrown so much money down a rat hole, and it's been completely unnecessary waste of money.
Right. I would say that's not achieving your objective. If my wife sent me out to buy a new car, say a Honda Accord, and I managed to get myself a Honda Accord and I paid $55,000 for it, she would consider that an abject failure. Believe me, if I went out and got a Honda Accord for $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 more than what it's worth on the marketplace, yeah, I failed.
Here's what you have to ask yourself. If you are one of these people like Paul who believes the federal government needs to do something about these illegals, if you're one of those people, ask yourself, how much freedom are you willing to give up to put a stop to illegal immigration? That's really what you need to think about. It's not something you should answer quickly. Sit down. Ponder it for a little while. How much freedom are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up your freedom to travel without showing identification? Because that's what they'd like you to do. They've already got checkpoints down on the southern border. I'm not talking about the border. I'm talking about 40 to 60 miles north of the border where they have checkpoints, some of them random, some of them permanent installations. They also have it in the northern border as well from those Canadians that are invading us.
Right, the invading Canadians.
Right, so they're using the immigration, this war on immigration, as an excuse to put up more government checkpoints where you have to stop and they ask you questions. Now, they're not requiring, in some cases, you to show papers, and they are sort of profiling. So if you're a white American, you probably won't get hassled driving a BMW.
No, well, the one in Vermont we call white person checkpoint. That's what it's generally. Well, that's what the locals that drive through it a lot call it. Because if you look white and American, you get waved through, or they go, are you all U.S. citizens? And you go, yes. I've never been stopped there.
So that's what's going on now. But again, if they crack down, if that's what people want, is they want to crack down on immigration, then they might start stopping more people at these checkpoints. And they might put up random checkpoints. And they might start doing house-to-house searches. How much freedom are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up the freedom to do business in the way that you choose? Are you willing to give up the freedom to, are you willing to allow the federal government to come into your place of business any old time and ransack your files and hold your employees at gunpoint?
Or to make you fill out all kinds of papers for every employee that you hire.
Sure.
I mean, to the point where you have to hire somebody else, your immigration specialist, in order to fill out paperwork on every single employee. More government forms that the small business person doesn't know how to fill out and therefore decides, you know what, I'm not going to grow my business beyond myself and my wife and my kids because it's just too damn difficult.
Do we really
need this crap to keep us free? Now,
you can face 5 years in jail if you make a mistake on a form.
What was the gentleman's name that called?
Oh, there was Paul.
Paul
just got a phone with him.
One thing that Paul talked about was this, a huge influx of immigrants all at one time. Well, for one, the point that Nick made is we already have 20, 30 million illegal immigrants here, and the government's been solving the problem for us for the last 10 or 15 years. I don't know how long.
Right, and don't they estimate that millions come over every year or something like that?
Right, and so, I mean, we have currently, we've got what we've got, and the economy hasn't crashed and burned at this point. Is it changing? Yes, it is morphing. If we get rid of our immigration rules entirely, yes, likely there will be an influx of immigrants across the border. But currently, we don't have immigrants even to the amount that we, the percentage-wise, that we've had
in the past.
In the past. I mean, we've had twice the amount of immigrants in this country than we currently do.
As far as the influx is concerned.
Right. The amount of people who were not born in America as a percentage of our population is smaller now than it has, including the illegals, than it has been in our past.
Right. And I actually think that immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, have helped helped keep the economy afloat.
Sure, everybody loves their immigrant parents. Oh, yes, the Polish helped build the bridges, and the Italians cut the meat, and whatever. Well, I mean, everybody's proud of them, as they should be.
Yes, but I also mean here today, they're helping keep certain low-paying jobs in this country. Mm. They might not be Americans working them.
True.
But we have to remember that it is a global economy, and just because there are Americans working at a company, even if we got rid of all...
No guarantee that that job would stay here in America?
Right, no, because people in Mexico can do it cheaper.
Well, they've started taking farm work down to Mexico.
Right, and I believe Ford...
They've got modular houses. What if they start bringing those here over here on boats?
I mean, the auto industry's moved. I think Ford moved a lot of their work to Canada and Mexico.
And Mexico,
But now the Canadian dollar is stronger than ours, so that might have been a bad move.
Well, we just talked about a few weeks ago on this show how farmers are now going and renting land down in Mexico. American farmers that used to operate here, that because of all the new immigration restrictions and enforcement, they've just decided, land's cheaper down there anyway. We'll take our business down there.
Farm costs are almost all labor. The largest single thing you pay for on a farm, regardless of size, is labor.
And so now they're employing Mexicans still, except they're employing them in their own country. And you talk about spending money. You know, the last guy called in and he was talking about, well, the money stays here in America and all that, which, of course, is fallacious. But nonetheless, now there's a group of Mexicans that have jobs in Mexico working on a farm. They're getting paid less down in Mexico than they would have gotten paid to do the same job in America. And they keep all the money down there in Mexico. So now we've lost all those jobs because of all this immigration enforcement. So the question again to you, if you are an immigration enforcer, is how much liberty are you willing to give up? How much of your personal freedom and your business freedom and economic freedom are you willing to sacrifice on the altar of stopping the illegals? 800-259-9231, if you can answer that question. Jeremy in Rhode Island, though I have a feeling it's a bit of an uncomfortable question for you to answer. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I'm not willing to spend a damn cent on it. I think that guy's the guy who called earlier, maybe like three calls ago, who wanted to take the military back home and have them watch the border. That's the most horrible idea I've ever heard. We're demoting our soldiers to rent the cops.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I would at least, at the very least, like to see the soldiers brought in from the 130 countries. I like that part of it.
I can understand that. I can understand that. I'm a big Ron Paul supporter, and I want to see the troops back home.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, arguably, you know, soldiers, if you're going to have a standing army, they should watch your borders.
And a standing army is unconstitutional.
Right. So,
Jeremy, any other thoughts?
Just that. See, the reason why we even have to worry about, you know, a lack of jobs caused by illegal immigrants becoming legal and just coming over here, we don't have the manufacturing like we used to, because we're sending off billions of dollars over to China. You know, if we could use this money, instead of having stuff made in China, we could make it in Mexico. We can make
it in
Brazil.
Hang on, Jeremy. Collect your thoughts a moment. We'll come back to you more on the way. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Geppetto turned a puppet into Pinocchio. Siegfried and Roy transformed lions into kitty cats. But I'll tell you how to turn a 60-pound human into a 2,700-pound elephant when we come back.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
There's nothing magic about turning a small child into the equivalent of a small elephant. It's tragic, and it doesn't happen on stage, but in your car. Here's how the trick works. Drive your car 30 miles an hour with your 60-pound child in the back seat without a seatbelt and have a sudden collision. The impact physics of that crash transforms a 60-pound child hitting the windshield into the force of a 2,700-pound elephant. So please, let your magic trick be sleight of hand. Buckle your child's seatbelt. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system there. Over a quarter of a million posts. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. As we go to the phones, back to Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy, just wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all your points out here. You're on Free Talk.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned that a standing army was unconstitutional. My question to you is, what's the solution to that? I mean, because if we didn't allow at least the prospect of a career in the Army, then people wouldn't volunteer for it. So would we have to have something where people volunteer for, say, or people, everyone is forced at the age of 18 to spend 2 years in the Army?
No, the founding fathers believed in a concept called the militia, which is very similar to the volunteer fire department in your community. People
like the volunteer defense department.
Right.
How the heck do you know I had a volunteer fire department in my community?
How did I know that?
Yeah.
90-something percent of...
I thought it was in the 80 percentile now, Mark.
Well, hold on. 90-something percent of communities have volunteers in their fire departments, whether it's less than half or more than half or fully volunteer. Almost all fire departments have some level of volunteer.
No, ours is full, but
full volunteer, good for them.
Yeah, but the thing is, how would a militia stand up against a real army, like an army that
Look in Iraq.
Hold on just a second.
You can't throw a militiaman into a tank.
Yes, I understand what your concern there is. In most countries, most situations, you're dealing with an invasion by a land force. We would have to be. I'm not terribly concerned with the big red giant to our north or the the little mustachioed bandit beneath us. But those would be the countries that we would largely have to be concerned with. China likely couldn't get enough tanks over here on.
Plus, with their best customers.
Right, beaching crafts in order to take over America, and it's been proven by science, and it's just the truth is mostly the animals on defense, even if it's a smaller animal, if it's in an area that it's familiar with and it believes that that's its territory, it fights better and harder, and an animal that's invading just doesn't have the reason to fight.
Afghanistan versus Russia, Iraq versus America, look at these
And I want to point out that Switzerland, you can throw a militiaman in a tank. Switzerland, well, they have universal service, they're reforming that now, but everyone has been forced to serve, but it's completely, you go through basic training and then it's kind of like the National Guard, but every male is in it. They haven't been invaded in the last 100 years, and they have tanks, and they have an air force staffed by essentially militia members. They just receive extensive training, and, it's not their day job.
Right. Remember, firefighters, these volunteer firefighters drive these big, giant death machines that could kill anyone that they ran over.
But the drivers might be truck drivers in real life. I mean, we really don't have I guess you do have vehicles comparable to a tank.
Do the Iraqis have tanks?
No.
No. I'm saying to make the comparison between a tank and a fire truck.
Right. Well, that's just
it's a little bit of a stretch.
I don't think we need tanks.
I don't think it's much of a stretch.
Heavy construction equipment is
wouldn't you, with the opportunity, if you were a volunteer at your at your local militia, wouldn't you jump at the opportunity to be the tank driver? Don't you think the tank driver gets a little bit of accolades from his friends in the militia?
It seems like it'd be fun. I mean,
that's all it takes, man.
I'd encourage you to go on YouTube and look up, type in like Swiss Army training or something like that, and you'll get all kinds of videos. But I watched it, and I've watched other training videos for the U.S. Army and other organizations. And to be honest, the Swiss had looked like they had their A game on more than the regular United States Army. So
Hitler didn't want to touch him.
No,
they called him the little porcupine.
Remember, the rest of Europe went down where Switzerland stayed up.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, I don't think tanks are necessary to win a defensive fight.
But if a local militia
wants to buy a tank, then great.
It depends. If you're talking about defending a town like Keene from invaders, you absolutely do need tanks. Now, if you're defending a town like New York City, you don't need tanks. You need guys with guns to go out and smoke people. So it depends on how urban the community is as to how well the hit and run works.
But yeah, citizen defense forces do work, and they've worked better than ours. But that's in conjunction with a reasonable, neutral foreign policy.
A militia is going to be a waste of money, too, because they're going to want the newest tanks, and they're going to get rid of the old ones and that kind of thing. But it's going to be far less of a waste of money than our current military
situation. And the militia would be choosing to spend that money. That would be their money.
It would probably still be tax money. Most militias have been funded with tax money. I mean,
I think of a group of guys getting together voluntarily.
That's not entirely accurate historically.
No.
They're volunteers, but a lot of times the money for provisioning comes from
that's inefficient. That's inefficient if you're taking it and passing it through a centralized bureaucracy.
It is, but there's just, if you're going to have a modern military, there's not the amount of money to raise. I mean, if we fundraise for a tank in Keene, tanks could run
a hell of a boot
drive.
Well, wait a minute. The money comes from somewhere, right? The military is getting their money from the taxpayers existing. That money's there now, and they're spending it on all kinds of things.
You're talking about a no government system. It could likely happen, but it may not happen with the militia system. All I'm saying is militias are constitutional. A standing army isn't.
Militias are something that's
very accessible to people's minds here in this country.
All I'm saying is if you want a tank, buy your own damn tank.
I understand what you're saying.
I mean, if there were different groups in America that were out there looking to purchase military supplies, that would be better, because then the one purchaser of military supplies, the military, would not be there. So these military supply companies, the tank manufacturers, would actually probably have to compete a little
bit. That's true in the case of militias or not.
But there would still be governments overseas to which you'd sell. I mean, the governments are always going to be able to outbid private groups. It's just, it's the way it works, because they don't have to draw a profit, and it's... it's, you know, that people pay.
Yeah, but if a private group comes along and they want to buy a tank, are you saying they're not going to sell those guys a tank?
If they can spend as much as China or Canada or whoever else has coercive taxation paying for it. That's the problem I see with going completely to the free market system on defense.
Well, I don't think that's a problem, because then people in search of a profit will see a potential profit
to be made.
Governments
with coercive taxation can outspend on items like an aircraft carrier or something like
that.
So
you're saying that...
I'm saying the evil empire is going to outspend the little guys privately, voluntarily fundraising when it comes to a war effort. Which, of course,
they've got confiscatory taxation, but, I mean, you make it sound like the American weapons manufacturers won't sell weapons to their own people.
No, absolutely they will.
Look, you got cash, they're going to sell you the tank.
Right, but what he's saying is you're going to have to, as the buyer, you're going to have to compete in the market to pay the price that the big
governments
will pay.
Yeah, you're going to have to compete against governments with confiscatory taxes, and they're going to be able to pay.
And all I'm saying is that if indeed that becomes the case where they just want to do business with the other governments, or they want to raise their prices to the point where local militias can't afford it, somebody will go in and create their own tank. They'll create their own tank creating company and sell them to the American militias, if indeed there's a demand for this. And personally, I don't think there will be. I'm just talking in fantasy land. I don't see any reason why a militia will need a tank. The Iraqis are doing a fine job defending themselves without
tanks. The Iraqis
tanks.
Would love a tank.
Well, sure they would.
They're doing a fine job paying a body count 20 times ours. It's the same thing with Vietnam. They won, but for the 50,000 guys we lost, it's estimated that they lost between 4 and 5 million Vietnamese during the war. So if you don't have the equipment, you can still win, but you're going to pay with bodies.
Let's go to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I agree with you guys on a lot of points about, getting rid of welfare and all that, and that'll get rid of a lot of people. But see, the federal government is bent on giving everybody everything and allowing these illegals to come in. Like, for instance, Proposition 187, are you familiar with that?
That's like California law. Could you, go ahead and revamp it?
Proposition 187 was... the Californians voted that they wouldn't pay for illegals at hospitals anymore. All right? And then, of course, the government said that was unconstitutional and you can't do that because the government wants these things to happen. And then a guy...
it expands the welfare state. The government loves bigger government.
Hang on.
800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. And we'll also talk about the DREAM Act. If you haven't heard about this, I think, Mark, you predicted this one. The military mixed with illegal immigrants? It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. And the whole point is we take that money in and we turn it around to promoting the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get on more radio stations across the country and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if you like the show and you like what we're doing, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to help us out. And you'll get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the chat room and forum and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, for whatever other points he had to make on this whole immigration thing.
You know, I could sit here forever and talk to you about this, but I know you'll cut me short.
Well, we don't have forever, but a few minutes.
It's guys like Art Torres. He's the chairman for the California Democratic Party who used to be in the Senate. And he says a lot of the people in the Senate would ask him, why do you fight for affirmative action? And he says, well, I tell my white colleagues, it's because you're going to need it, because there's a movement going on, Aslan, Reconquista. They say they are invading, and they will take back the Southwest without firing a shot. They're going to take it back in numbers. And if people would just go to YouTube and punch in Aslan, Reconquista, they'll see the people,
okay.
the Mexicans saying it for themselves.
Hold on, wait, before you go on, now pause.
Okay.
The Black Panthers, are you familiar with this group from the late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah, the Black
They made
Panthers.
All kinds of statements that, talked about how the black people were going to do this and the black people were going to do that. They spoke for the black people. They were by no means, not even a stretch, representing 1% of the black population in the United States. They just spoke for them. And they were a hate group spurred by hate.
Right. It's like saying the KKK speaks for all white people.
Right. It's disgusting.
Can I say something
else? Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. See, 57% of the Mexicans that come over to the United States, 57%.
That's a pretty, precise number.
Is theirs. Yes. Well, if you really...
Where'd you get that number from, Eddie? Forwarded email?
If you go to even to the, say, here's a good site, MinutemanProject.com.
Oh, that sounds really objective.
Control.com. They literally ask the people.
What sort of objective source do you have? What scientific survey do you have? That's a BS number, and you know it, Eddie.
Can I say this? I knew you were going to do this because the fact is I know you're nothing more than a puppet to allow this new world order of
you figured out our plot.
Personally, I welcome our rich Jewish masters.
That's right, Eddie. We've got your phone number now, and the cops are out front of your house staking you out, buddy.
I'm sending a black helicopter your way, mister.
You paranoid coot. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's right.
I'm a puppet for the New World Order.
That's great. We're the gatekeepers, Mark.
How come being a puppet for the New World Order pays so badly? I would have imagined if I sold my soul
to you're making money. Nick's not making a damn cent for you.
Look, I'm making half what I was making in Sarasota.
I guess I'm not in the know yet. I haven't brought into the conspiratorial fold.
I'll see if I can talk to our Zionist masters and see if I can get you a little check or something.
Well, there's the Masonic, you know what, Nick? Maybe there's more to you than meets the eye, because you have a TV show that's actually filmed in the Masonic building here in Keene.
But then again, so is mine.
So, that's right. Yeah. And I work there, too. You know what? We're all working in a Masonic building built by the Masonic Order.
You could connect me to the Masonry more ways than that, but that's not saying very much, considering, you know, you could meet plenty of people on the street who are the Masons, too.
Right. They always seem very nice, and they. I like the Schreiner guys because they donate to the hospitals.
Yeah, I mean, aren't the Masons just a bunch of old men that have silly traditions? I mean, really,
it's a club with some sort of secrets. And I'm sure if you go on the internet and Google it, I've never looked. You can find out what the secrets are.
I bet you the secrets are dumb. No, yeah, the secrets aren't. You know, most of it's pretty open. They're pretty open about the fact that they played. They did play a very large role in the founding of America. As far as you know, George Washington was involved with the Masonry. Many of the other founding fathers were too, and. You know, you can see symbolism that was in the Masonry and some of their philosophy trickle down into the American Revolution, but it's not bad stuff. It's like equality before the law, liberty, that kind of stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah, good building procedures.
Use
cement, bricks.
That's what Masons want, cement and bricks.
I love it when people accuse us of being shills for the New World Order. These are the same types of people. I mean, it's just, there's
Believe
always
us,
someone out to get
We them. Are not shills for anyone. We're not getting paid to be shills for anyone. Whatever we say, we believe on this show.
Yeah, we've been doing this
show. We don't necessarily agree with each other on every issue.
If you've listened to the show for more than a week, you know that. But we've been doing this program, Free Talk Live, for coming up on 5 years now. 5 years. And only now is it becoming a profitable enterprise. Only now.
Right. Last September, I went full-time here, selling ads. And now, a year later, I'm making a living wage. Hopefully, Ian will soon be making a living wage. But, you know, we've got a system set up there where...
Right. This is a business. And like any business, there's an investment phase where you have to put time in, you have to pay your dues, you have to get out there and just do the work, and you have to just know that later on down the line, with enough hard work and enough effort, that the rewards are going to come in, that you are going to finally profit, and this is happening now. I mean, if we were...
I enjoy doing the show, so this is essentially, to me, it's a hobby that now pays me. That's great.
Right. If we were a New World Order shill, and I don't believe in the New World Order, but if we were, then we would have been funded well in advance, and you know,
right? I wouldn't be driving the beat up Shadow out there that I'm driving.
Right. Maybe it's all just for looks, Mark. Maybe we're just putting on a facade to the world to try to fool them. Let's go to the phones and talk to James in California, listening on KSCO. Hello, James.
Oh, hello and good day. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Say, I'm in my 50s, and I'm trying to wrap my mind around this notion that the libertarian position on military in general, it seems like, you know, with suggesting that we shouldn't have a standing army, I'm not sure, and I would like you to address this, that you understand that we are the premier military force in the world, and someone needs to be in that role. And I believe that the other militaries of the world, even Switzerland and places where they're relatively together when you look at them in an isolated fashion, all rely on our superiority to maintain their position. And I'm afraid that if we abdicate and close down our protective umbrella, which I believe we have, that you're going to see the vacuum filled by either Russia, China, or someone else. What do you think about that?
Well, first off, I'd like to correct you. This is not a libertarian show in that we don't stand for the Libertarian Party. We don't take positions. Libertarians.
But we can give you a pretty good idea what a libertarian position
but
is.
But I'm a libertarian free marketeer. You're a libertarian minarchist. I mean, the libertarian.
I'm just a small government Republican. Right. Watch it with your terminology.
Whatever. You've
there,
called yourself a libertarian before.
I am certainly.
And.
But when you're talking about parties, I'm not a libertarian.
I'm not. I'm not active in the Libertarian Party myself. So I want to make it clear that what we're just talking about here is our own ideas, and they don't necessarily.
Okay.
Mean anything to anyone else.
Yeah, you just want to use the term to help understand it. I totally get that. First off, I understand what you're saying. The United States Navy does keep the shipping lanes free for all the rest of the nations, essentially, to trade amongst themselves. And I think that that's absolutely unfair to the American taxpayer. Why should I have to pay to do that? I understand that there would definitely be a change in the world. One military, you know, would grow, one would shrink. But if China was the premier military power in the world, how would that affect us negatively?
Well, what comes to mind is that the Russians were well underway with building their own empire with certainly different goals in mind than I would safely acquiesce to the notion that we are part of an empire, but that we have an empire, hopefully, which is dedicated more to free markets.
Fantasy, total fantasy. You can't dedicate an empire to the free market when you're taking people's tax money from them. I mean, that's not free market in any way whatsoever. And in addition, it's contrary to what the Founding Fathers said. I mean, the Founding Fathers made it very clear that America was supposed to be a neutral country, that we weren't supposed to get into alliances with other countries. We were supposed to trade with other countries, but not go around the world nation building and that sort of thing. So, I mean, the fact is that, you know, what we're doing today is not what was intended. It's not what we should be doing, and that needs to change. And I wish we had more time, but call us again sometime, James. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I just want to fit in Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Jeremy, Rhode Island? He is not.
Shoot,
there.
We got rid of James early.
There was a quick point I wanted to make. On
yeah, please.
Number one, Mark, I disagree with you. I think the Navy, in my opinion, is okay. The Constitution actually mentions the Army specifically. The Navy can be standing all the time.
It can be standing.
The concern was that a standing army would be used against the civilian population in our country, much like they were used as police in Great Britain.
That's
it was
correct.
Really before there was a civilian police force, so they used the military for their law enforcement and taxation and stuff like that. So as far as the Air Force and Navy go, I'm not too worried about it. But the fact is, it's in the Constitution. So if you're so concerned about it, go through the amendment process. But don't just say, oh, we won't pay attention to that part because it's antiquated. Because that's what's gotten us in the mess we're in right now already.
Having the standing army.
Well, having and ignoring the Constitution.
And sending it around the world.
Yeah, but if we ignore that one part of the Constitution, well, then we can't say we care about it because you're going to just damn the rest.
We will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.